Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Cynthia Sosa. A Chamber of Commerce is a type of business network where one of the goals is to further the interest of businesses. Joining me to talk about the Lawton Fort Sill Chamber of Commerce is my good friend, Brenda Spencer Ragland, President and CEO of the Lawton Fort Sill Chamber, and Logan Ralston, Projects Officer, Lawton Fort Sill Convention and Visitors Bureau. And you've been with us before, Logan, so
yes, several
back.
Times. Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate you both coming to chat with us about some really neat things that are going on at the Chamber.
Very excited about all the things that are happening at the Chamber and the support of this great community as we try to move forward.
Indeed. I wanted to touch base on what does the Chamber do? What is it all about? And specific to the Lawton Fort Sill community.
We are a membership-based organization. We have over 900 members that we support, and we support them with the growth of their businesses, the expansion, also with networking. We're a 501c6. We're not a 501c3. We do not work for the city. We work in coordination with the city, as well as with the county, and of course, those 900 members that support us each and every day.
And so the Chamber is linking businesses together to support the community at large.
Absolutely. We have an area of focus with, of course, economic development, where we support the businesses that are in the community. The Chamber is not the one that goes out and selects new businesses or research for new businesses to come here. Our goal is to support those members, those businesses, and services that are here now.
Already.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we have a focus with them, and that links right into tourism. Mm-hmm. We are constantly on the lookout to sell our community, to promote it so that we can bring tourism here to the community, travelers, visitors that get to see the beautiful things that we have here in the community to celebrate, but they also get to shop and eat, take advantage of the many businesses and services that we have available.
Awesome.
Really excited about that.
Well, absolutely. And so how do businesses become members of the Chamber?
To become a Chamber member, for less than $1 a day, you get the support of 8 staff members full-time that are there to help you, everything from marketing and providing information to those that are coming here, to referrals on the businesses. It's important for us to keep it affordable because we've got a lot of small town businesses, those moms and pops that need that extra support. And that's what we're there to do, is to help provide that.
And I was just thinking about that. You know, you have businesses of all sizes.
Oh, absolutely.
That are a part of the Chamber.
We are incredibly blessed with businesses. I think of Goodyear, 40 plus years.
Sure.
We've got Republic Paper and Silverline. We've got the bank, City National Bank here locally. But we also have those new businesses that have just started up that are maybe one or two. Buffalo Grove Coffee, young business, started up, doing well, joined the Chamber. So from a few members and a few employees to those with large economic impact to the community, we are there for all of them.
Well, you know, that brings me to this new event that you have coming up, your inaugural Welcome to the Community Expo. What's that all about?
I am super excited about this. This is something that for years in my past life, we were focusing on a new family member entering the installation. You know, as you know very well, I was the MWR director at Fort Sill for many years. Mm-hmm. So for 30 plus years, I was focused on how do we integrate that new resident into the installation.
Sure.
Well, now that has broadened, and I want to make sure that we're doing that for each and every person that comes to our community, that we share the information on the abundance of services and programs that are available. There's so much to do here in the community on recreation to get involved with. There's so many wonderful organizations that are doing great things, educating the new residents on where they can go to get information on medical care, medical support, mental health.
Right.
We want to make sure that they know what the health department's providing. We want to make sure that they have been given information on the banking institutes that are here, education, retail, housing, childcare, all of those things that help support a resilient person. We have them here because we are a resilient community. This is so very important to me because we get to open it up. We get to build connections. We do not want someone 9 months into coming to our community to, at that point, say, I did not know this is available.
Right.
We want to get it
right
out there first to them.
And something that people say a lot in a community is that there's nothing to do here. Or you hear something like, I haven't made any connections with anybody. I don't have friends. And so this is something that will help make those connections. So that's really neat.
This is so important, Cynthia, because, you know, you and I have served on a number of boards together.
Mm-hmm.
We know
mm-hmm.
that there are food closets, closed closets, mm-hmm. and there are people that are providing subsidized childcare. There are people that are providing quality childcare. Do our residents know about it?
Exactly.
So this
is
just
the
thing. Yeah, it's that opportunity to tell the story in mm-hmm. the format of an expo, like you do so well, helping us tell the story on radio.
Thank you. Let's tell people when it's going to take place.
Incredibly excited about this. We're partnering with Central Mall. They have just been phenomenal. We've got over approximately 100 exhibitors that are coming in, including the storefronts there in Central Mall. So we're very excited. We're going to take up all of that center space of the mall September the 5th, Thursday from 2 to 6.
Well, Logan, Brenda and I could talk forever about all kinds of stuff. So let's get into talking about the Chamber on the Move and the We're on Sea Block Party.
We want to provide community events for people to come out to. And We're on Sea is much like the Community Expo, where people can come out, spend time, local vendors, shops. We have food trucks that come out, lots of different things. And Chamber on the Move is the same. We're going to be doing it in Cash Road Square on September 7th from 2 to 6. Where on Sea is September 5th, 5:30 till 8 in downtown Lawton on Sea Avenue, right in front of the mall. We want people to come out and have fun, but also be able to visit these businesses.
Absolutely. What prompted this Chamber on the Move and Where on Sea Block Party?
Well, you know, the important thing that we're seeing in a lot of cities is the revitalization of downtown. We really want to give a lot of love to all parts of our town. So for Where on Sea, it's downtown. For Chamber on the Move, it's multiple places. We've done it on 67th, 2nd Street, Cash Road, Square. We'll be doing it on 82nd, on the east side of Lawton. And we really just want to spread the love. We want people to come out. We want them to look at local businesses, shop local, and just really take pride in our community.
Well, let's give folks some contact information.
Visit LawtonOK.com. We also have LawtonCalendar.com. They can also call us at the Chamber, 580-355-3541. If anyone has any questions, we definitely want to be able to answer those questions.
Let's recap everything.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of stuff going on. Let's start out with the Welcome to Community Expo and just go down the list.
So the Welcome to the Community Expo will be September 5th at Central Mall, inside the Central Mall, from 2 to 6. Following that event, starting at 5:30 that same day, is Where on Sea right outside of the mall, and that'll be September 5th in downtown Lawton. On that Saturday, we're going to have Chamber on the Move. That'll be from 2 to 6 out in Cash Road Square.
Awesome. And it's wonderful what the Lawton Fort Sill Chamber is doing, getting out in the community.
Yes, a lot of community involvement.
Yes,
and that's
absolutely
just so key. We couldn't do this by ourselves. It's all the members and all the people in the community coming together and putting this on for the community.
So thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Logan, for coming by to talk with us about all the events that are coming up.
Well, absolutely. And thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thanks for helping us tell the story. Thanks for telling the story of the community and this great university and all the things that are happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for helping us get this information out to the community and to patrons.